Kuf Dalet Amud Beis B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Oh, hello, Steven. Can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. I see you. Okay. Good. I have to stand up. I can't see me. Okay. Says the Gemara like this, carefully. Tana Igra Chamua De'Abi Abba. Of Ugvina Necholan B'Apikorin. What do you mean by apikorin? What kind of funny language is by apikorin? What are the words mean, Rashi? Derech hefker, she'eno nizah behen uchadim afarish. Because it's chicken, it's not meat, there's more leniency. Hu tanila, he quoted the brisa. Hu amala, he explained the brisa. Below netilas yadayim, below kinuach hapeh. You don't wash your hands, you don't rub your mouth. Kinuach means to wipe away. Kanech. Great. So there's a leniency with respect to chicken, which does not apply with respect to meat. Rashi, who tani ka kibla v'kacha bolas duro ben rabo, who amala who pirsha v'svara shelo, the ma'at bikoron below kinuah kapet, shev achal ze ubikesh lechal ze, ain tzarach little yodav ulekanech because it's oaf, ava b'sar behema, boy kinuah kedul lekaman, shelo ye nidbak klum min arishon b'chani chov. Rashi used the word kinuach, presumably hadacha as well. Fine. Says the Gemara the following story. Rav Yitzchak, Bered, Rav Masharsha, Ikla, Lebe, Rav Ashi, Aisi le Gvina, Ochil, Aisi le Bisra, Ochil, Falo Moshe Yodei. What? Ami le, Votani, Ikra, Chamuad, Rabbi Abba, Ofu Gvina, Necholim, Apikorim, Ofu Gvina in, Basu Gvina lo, what'd you do? You're going against the price. How can you do this? Amalahu, when did you need to tell us Hani mili belelia. Ava be your mama. Hoka chazina. Rashi, hoka chazina. Your daim reikonis, chain, dovik bam klum. I see. Sun is shining. I see. It's no problem. Any questions so far? This Gemara is very complicated. We're going once over lightly with Rashi. Tosis goes to town over here. But we'll get to it a little bit later. Yeah?
If the whole issue is about seeing whether there's something on your hands, let's say nowadays where you have a mirror and you see that there's nothing on your palate, would you do?
No. So don't mix the palate with the hands. They're two different things. Good. Right. This is part one of the sugi. So we got three parts. Part two of the sugi. Tanya Beishami Omrim. Mekaneach. Ubeisil Omrim Mediach. My mekaneach, my mediach, kufeim and alf. Ilema beishami, omi mekaneach, lo boy mediach, ube sil omi mediach, lo boy mekaneach. Okay, nothing wrong with that. That's a pashup shot. El odam rabbi zeiro, ein kinuach pe ele bepas, kemanke beishami. What? Rabbi zeiro is explaining beishami shita? Because beishami is one of the words who says mekaneach and he says mediach. That's crazy. Ella. Beishami omi mekaneach, Velo boy mediach, ube silamim af mediach. What does that mean? Beisil is more strict. Whoa, because beishamis is enough to have mekanech. You don't need not have a doch. And beisil says you need a doch. Hale mikule beishamim mechum beisil. Vlesanya gabi kule beishamim mechum beisil. Adios. It's not there. Elo zokta gemara. Beisham I omim mekanech. What din the mediach? Besilam mediach wadun mekanech, mar machoda, velo pligi. No fight. What does this mean? Rashi says you need both. Tarbaya beina. Fine. End of part two. Part two was also complicated. Tosas goes to town over here. Ilema. So each of the first two parts of the sukkah are so complicated. Just in the pshat of the words, each one has a long toast about it. And there are those who agree and disagree. We'll get to them as we go. Now we start, we'll call this 2A. Details of kinuach. Gufa Rav Zeira in kinuach ha'pe'el ha'pas. Ha'anid b'dechiti, ha'anid b'desari lo. Chidinami lo amaran ela b'kirira, v'b'chamim mishter shatre. V'ani mida b'rechicha, v'b'akusha lo. Zilk lasa. Chlamini ha'vi kinuach, v'ami kimcha tarmi v'yarka. Okay, this is what we call 2A. How you do the kinuach exactly? It's bread or other materials. Now part 3. Part 3 of the sugi. Boy, my name Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan. Kama yisha bein basa l'gvina. How long must you wait between meat and cheese? Amalei v'lo klum. You don't have to wait all. Eini. Amar Rav Chista, ochal basar, also lechol gvina, gvina mut lechol basar. What are you telling me? You don't have to wait. Ella, kama yishe ben gvina le basar, amalei lo klum. Ah, that means we gvina le basar, lo klum. No, gufa Rav Chista, ochal basar, also lechol gvina, gvina mut lechol basar. Amalei Rav Acha, bar yosu, the Rav Chista, basar shebein ashinayim, mahu. What's the shayla? Rashi. Basar shebein ashinayim, michoshev basar, shalechol gvina imo. Achit leno, you're required to take a toothpick or a floss, get rid of the meat from between your teeth. Kori alei, habasar odenu bein shineihem. You quoted this pasuk, alma mikri basar. Perhaps called basar, even though it's stuck between the teeth. Alma marukva, here's the finale of the sugya. Anola hamilsa chalak bar chamer legabi abba. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. Why? Dilu abba ki havi ochel bistro idna. Lo havi ochel gvina lemachar. Ar hashta. If he had a meal at noon on Wednesday, he won't eat milchitz till noon on Thursday. That's what it sounds like. Dilu ano. Bahadi sudasa hu the lo achilna. By that first meal, the meal, the flesh meal, I'm not going to eat milchitz. The sudasa acharita achilna. The next meal, I will eat milchitz. I'm not going to wait 24 hours. Okay, this gemara is easy. This gemara is easy, straightforward, and the tosis here is easy. Question only if it's true. Easy, very short tosis. Sudasa acharita achilna. Labis udasa shiragilin lasas achas sharvas shachas achas arvas, as some would have it. And afiluli alter im silik ashulchan ubirech his birchas amazin mutter the low plug rabbana. Unbelievable cooler and tosis. You're having fleshiks. We have to bench and bring in the melachiks. Wow. Is there anybody in this room who follows tosis? Anybody? That's good. But this is an easy toast. One and two, and then we'll have hard toast. And three has an easy toast. Okay? Well, let's now analyze the first hard toast. And then we'll come to the third easy toast. And the second we'll come to later, maybe even tomorrow. Just reading Pashup Shat in the Sugir, Abosak. Pashup Shat in the Sugir. Ofu Gvina in, Bostu Gvina lo. Tema. The hechi parech migvina achar basar, abasar achar gvina. What does that mean? Rav Yitzchak, gvina vechakach basar, achil. The lo damik, and I mean besamach. Next gemara, Kufay says it's a distinction between what came first. What's the kash? Ofu gvina necholim biapikoron, means the of is first and the gvina is second. And what's the kasha? That means by oaf and not by basa. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak had gvina and then basa. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he had gvina first. That's why this gemara's kasha makes absolutely no sense. Everyone with me so far? You have to hold cup in this tosis. V'yesh Shlomar, tochi parach. The brisa the igra mashma oaf and gvina nacholim apikorin. Beli netilas yadayim v'lo kinua chapeh. Mamash apikorin, do whatever you want. Avol shar basa, red meat, boy netila v'kinua chapeh. That's my implication. Echidam, I basa tchila. If the meat is first, afilu b'netila v'kinua lo sagi atzud achriti. Tama b'samach. You have to wait 6 hours. Elalav b'gvina tchila. So the entire brice is referring to a case of what? Gevina tchila. Gevina tchila. Of course, the problem becomes, it doesn't say that. That's the tough one. The tough one is coming up. Ha, the knock at hacha, basu gevina lo. We really mean it's gevina basa lo. It says basu gevina lo. Basu, excuse me, basu gevina, I'm sorry. Ha, the knock at hacha, basu gevina. Lo duck! Not precise. Ella really means gvino basar lo. So why did it say that? The agav the maskir bibraisa Of chila, of ugvina nechal beapikaren. Right? Again, agav the master of raisa of chila, noka nami hacha, basa chila. Nu, arvach arvatarach. Why did the raisa say of chila? Ubraisa, noka of chila, tafilu of chila, nechal beapikaren. The raisa had a of chila, say the chidish lakula, that you nechal beapikaren, whatever that means. So therefore, below the tila, below kinuach, as the case may be. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, the bottom line according to this Tosfos is, the first day in Tosfos, you have to wait six hours, no matter what. So the question is, why did it say over here that expression of basar gvina? No, it really means gvina basar. Basar gvina, forget about it. Wait 6 hours. This is the what we're used to, Rabbi Osai. Tosfos says it. There is a dochak that of gvina means gvina of, but you have to swallow the dochak to make things fit and nice. Okay. Everyone with me so far? Any questions? Yes, sir.
It doesn't say anywhere that you have to wait 6 hours.
I'm using the word 6 hours advisedly because I want you to get used to it. But you're right. Sudach week. That's what it says. Next meal. Yeah. Fine, we'll come to it. I'll show you the source shortly. Second terrace is mind-boggling. Rabbi Natan Mefarish, V'chein Halachos Gedolos. T'ochol Basar, Osol Lechol Gvina. You're not going to believe this now. Hainu below Nitula V'kinuach, Ava Benetila V'kinuach, Shari. Whoa, man! I just finished my delicious shleishig meal, no problemo. Do kinuach and netila, and bring out the milchs. Bring out the blintzes. Terrific. Oh, I mean, a tam, what a terrific. Aval gvina, mutal lechol basar, afterwards, af belo netila the kinuach. That's great. Only one problem. Why did my rukva wait to dachrita? You don't need it. Umar rukva, below Natila V'kinuach. He had to wait another meal because he didn't want to wash his hands and rinse out and wipe out his mouth. Inami, machmal atzma hoya. The unbelievable cool of Rabbi Natan and the Bahag. If you wash yourself out, you rinse yourself mouth out and wipe it out, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Guys, what will we give for this? What will we give for this? Perusha Kasha, my Parech Hacha, Rav Yitzchak. What's the Kasha Rav Yitzchak? What? There's no Kasha to begin with. Tzarech Loma, the Perusha. Listen to this. The Inyan Tilas Yadayim Ein Chiluk Ben Basa Tchila Legvina Tchila. Oh, because the Rabbeinu Tam and the Bag didn't like the shtick that the first Teres and Tosfos said that Ofa Gvina means that. The Gemara's order is low duck. Come on. Everything is duck. But the question, if it's duck, the question is raised. So what's the issue over here? What's the Gemara's kasha? The answer is as follows. The Indian Netilas Yadayim, it's double or nothing. Either you need Netilas Yadayim from meat to milk and milk to meat, or neither. And it makes perfect sense. With respect to Netilas Yadayim, it's all a function of what's on your hands. What's the difference what the order is? Why? For reasons we'll give later on. Either the meat will bring out taste longer, or the meat gets stuck on the teeth longer. As we'll see the resources momentarily. Again, sorry, one more time. Tzarech lomar perusha. The Indian is a dying. And chilek ben basa tchil legvina tchila. Gabi kinuch dafke es chilek. Period. So what's he saying over here in the Tosfos according to the second day? An amazing kula. If you're willing to rinse and wipe out your mouth, you don't have to wait 6 hours. The ha'olam nagu shlo lechol gvina achar basa klal. Because we don't follow Ben Atan in the back. We follow the first day. Then he adds, Vafilu achar of. We wait 6 hours after off. Rabbi, I'm going to ask you a question. Is there anyone in this room who doesn't wait six, or maybe into the six, or maybe three, which is half of six, whatever it may be, when you have chicken and followed by meat? Anyone cut short when it comes to chicken? Nobody. But the Gemara says, it says, Nechal HaPikar, what's going on over here? Says the Holy Tosis. V'yaf agav the Tony Igra of agreed in Nechal HaPikar, the Masha of Tchila, because he doesn't hold for the low dock of the first Teres and Tosis. Dil Mamashim the Sova, Psarov, Bakolov, Lavda Raisa, V'lo Kaimel Anochi. It'll depend upon whether Psarov, Bakolov is the Raisa. If it is, we have to be Machmer, but now we can be Maker. Kosher, Raisa, the Igra, Kiman. Ik Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in his place, the Mamash ate chicken and milk together. Ho af the Chatchil, Shari Levasha Velechel Zem Zem. I'm going to come on. The Chomer Shav Yossi, Haglili, Hoy Ochlin, Psarov, Becholov. It can't be him. Ik Rabbi Akiva, Havle the Misne, Chaya Badayov. Chaya is also the Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Akiva. So what's his deal with Psarov? V'dochak la'amido kebei shamai. The army of over eino nechal. Shamai, we don't go beyond pasuk by shamai. U'miyu ashkon la'amido rablazi reb tzadok. Tanya betel sefta kebei shamai. Oh, goes like kebei shamai because rablazi reb tzadok holds that way. Inami. Krabi akiva. V'nokat of shem de shchiach. V'adin chaya. When it says of u'gvina nechal apikaren. Chaya too. Why does it say of? Who can afford to shech the deer? Go to Levana to buy venison. And then whoever, who is, how many people in their lives have never eaten Pesach Chaya? I would have been able to say yes, but somebody once took me to Levana's and Shwan, I couldn't stand it. It was so hard. Give me a piece of chicken. I much prefer it to this super fancy, expensive venison, which is coming from a deer. Deers run around. What's Katsvi? What do I have to do with the eating of them? But all right. I can't say I never did it because I once had it. The other pleasures in life are by side. You know, you're going to do without deer. But oaf! I eat chicken every day. Chicken. I mean, not quite every day. I mean, every Shabbos and then oaf during the week too. Well, there'd be leftovers, which is can last sometimes till Wednesday. Or yesterday I went to eat by some kind of a Sudas mitzvah and they served chicken again. You go to my mitzvahs, you know, chicken is the way we can. Get away that chicken. So then chicken is more shchiach, boshet balabatish. Okay. Fine. It's more shchiach. Good. What do you find for thing? The chinami kamaliel. Ha'of asim b'doraisa k'man lo k'rabi Akiva ha'alem ikat nami chaya k'mor nomen aleph. There it says, of as moshkich Rabbi Natan b'farish tam adik Rabbi Shem da'of eino nidbak b'yodayim u'vishinayim v'chanichayim. No, of is not the same as chaya. Don't tell me d'oraisa, don't talk like a London to me. Talk b'tzias, don't talk halacha. What's, how much gets stuck? So meat is greasy and Besar Chai is probably even more greasy. I don't remember how greasy that venison was. I only had it once. Chicken is less greasy. This is greasy chicken, Rabbi Yisrael. Greasy chicken too, but it's less. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we went to the Tosfos. It's front of me two diametrically opposed opinions with unbelievably different conclusions. Do you have to wait? Let's talk tachlis. 6 hours. So Rabbi Natan back saying no. Just make sure you clean your mouth up properly. You don't have to wait 6 hours. That's a bonanza. First Antosa says, come on. Of course you have to wait 6 hours. That's what we the whole world follows this is the first Antosa. Yes, sir.
The first Antosa doesn't
want
to say 6 hours.
You're right. Let's get in fact to the sugya of the Tosa Lusudas Achrita. Again, you don't have to, that doesn't mean Echa Shachas Echadaris. No. The next meal, that's all. Let's now turn to the Rosh Rabosai at the end of Simen Hey. Now the shoe falls. End of Simen Hey. Says the Holy Rosh. That's Phallops. Last few lines. Pirish. with a small chaf hay of the Dibbe Chamodis is. Pirish. Bizmana sherogil odom liso. Tanim is man sudas haboker, adzman sudas haerif. Doesn't say how many hours it is. Upogos mishir ze, ein lechol gvina achabosar. Loashchen madashori afashir elamarukva. That's it. It's a leniency to wait 6 hours. That's true. It's a leniency. As opposed to 24 hours. Says the Holy Agos Sashri. Chaykotav HaMaimini, the Rambam. The Tzorech Sheyish Shesh Shos. Is that accurate?
No.
Not quite accurate. Close to accurate. What did the Rambam say?
Kimo
Shesh Shos. You have to watch out for those Kimos. Okay? Behind the local halachas gedolos, Rabbi Natan, v'atol shapir shabesudas achriti, achil nolab besudas shiragilin lasos achas shachas v'achas arvis, and afilu li'alter imsilek ubirech mutad lo plugabonin chenil deravio. Fine, ad kan. So it's a big machlokas here. Here's where the 6 hours comes from. But 6 hours from the what we call the morning meal until what we call the evening meal. Is there a third shita? Anybody know a third shita?
An hour.
An hour. Where in heaven's name does that come from? Nobody knows. Yeah?
Because the end of the meal, next
an hour? Where does it come from?
Right, if as soon as you take your suda and then you wash your mouth up.
That takes a minute, an hour.
No, but the suda can last an hour.
So it can last 2 hours. What do you say, yeah?
I saw in the Hagos Shari Dura that he mentions that people would do it and that it was sort of like a pshara sort of thing.
He said, I can't stop them. How can I stop someone who's waiting an hour if they don't want to wait anything? I can't stop them because they have, after all, the Rabbi Natam and the Bahag. Doesn't say where the source is. Yeah?
I'm just thinking that around an hour is how long you have to spend trying to eat, so maybe it's about to.
Chavent to Rabbi Yonis and Epshitz. Wow.
But it's not 72.
Yeah, 72. Oh, it's between friends. About an hour.
Okay.
We'll count to it. Yeah?
The first time I saw the pre-Chadash that quotes in the name of the Zohar.
Correct. It comes from the Zohar. Ooh, Zohar.
The
Pasal Lacha, like a Zohar? Zohar? Wow, Zohar, this is Kabbalah. This is something which is... You should not halacha, huh?
Never contradicted the Gemara. The Gemara didn't give us a time.
Good question. So the Dvogon Avraham in Simen Chafei, we've learned the summertime in the camp, says, if there's a contradiction between the halacha and the Kabbalah, you follow the halacha. Gemara. There's no contradiction. Okay, so it's a nice idea to follow the Kabbalah. You can't force anybody. Cause it's sold, but it'd be a nice idea. What? Out of the question. So the question is over here, this Zohar, is it against the Gemara? So Moshe says, no, the Gemara is Suda Chwiti after an hour. It's a Suda Chwiti. Within an hour, it's not. Even if it's a Pshar, which is hard to understand fully, but that's the source. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Dibre Chamudas. It's all here. Sivkot Nechafei. Okay? Shehu Sheishos. That's the Rambam, the Rashba. Now he starts going into the Dibre Chamudas, the various reasons for this waiting the 6 hours. Let's take a look. Rabosa, give a look, please. Well, the Pirish Rashi, Shekosav, I'm reading Dibre Chamudas just to save time. Well, the Pirish Rashi, Shekosav, Tatam Sha'osu Lechol Gvina Achabosa, Lefi, Shabosa Motzi Shumon Umoshech Tam Zman Aruch, the meat, what does it do? It brings out certain fats and its taste lasts for a long time in your mouth. Kosa matur, if you zeh im lo achalo, didn't eat it, didn't swallow it. Ela lo also latino, in the old days they didn't have commercially prepared meat baby food. So you had to chew it with your own mouth to put it to slice small pieces for the baby to eat. Ain't tzarech lahamtin. The cave and shlo achalo and a motzi tam. You didn't swallow it, you just chewed it. Took it out, give it to the baby. For Rambam, that's in time the Shia, Mishum, Bosa Shabena Shinai. Well, the feed of the Rambam, The Yachash Shah Kashir, he waited 6 hours. Mutter Afilo Nisha Ben Ashinayim. That's exactly the whole point. The meeting between the teeth for 6 hours is called Basar. 6 hours is not called Basar anymore. She is a Rambam. Whereas according to Shitas Rashi, if you have meat between your teeth, maybe you have to remove it even after 6 hours. Not on the one hand. On the other hand, Rabbi also look inside. On the other hand, Halois Latino, according to the Rambam, Sorech Lahamtin, because it's between his teeth, not according to Rashi. V'tov lechos kechur meshnei atamim. Akal l'shon atur. It's a good idea to follow both strictures. The machmer for Rashi, in a case in which you shoot it, a case in which you what? It's chazer again. We machmer for the Rambam, in a case in which you shoot it and didn't swallow. And we machmer for Shitas Rashi as well, that if it's between your teeth after 6 hours, you have to remove it. We machmer on both. Do we normally machmer on both? Take a look at what Rabbi Yossi in the Open Shulchan Aruch for a minute. In the Prima Gadon here in Siman Pei Tes, Sifkat Nal. Opening Sifkat. Siman Pei Tes, Mishpat Zov Aleph. He questions this idea of being machmer like both. In today's world, we do it all the time. We live in an age of chumras, Rabbi Yossi. I grew up in an age of kulis. Now everyone's machmer and everything. Okay? It's the style. Says the holy Mishpat Zov. Halfway down Aleph. Ona machmir kama beza perushim. Ve'ein ze ketarti desasri. Uksil b'choshech holech. Woo, what's a rank? Like one Arab. So the person who follows Chomer Beishamah, Chomer Beisilah, is a fool who's walking in the dark. Chodo, Efshe Beidah Purushim Emes. And both Purushim are true. So the Achashay Shos, Shardim is Tamil Onisha Bosa. So the Achashay Shos, Lachtos. And both Purushim are true. Rashi and the Ram. The old, more important for us in general. Kol sha'onu osin misafek l'chumra lo'havi ketarte desasri adodi. It's only when the two are contradictory, where if you follow either of them, it's going to be mutter in combination. Then if you're machmer for both, you're ksil b'chol sha'onu. Here, we don't know which reason is right, so it means misafek. You're not considered to be in the category of ksil b'ruch Hashem. That's our minute following the tour to be machmer for both reasons. Fine? Rabbah said, let's go back to the Dibre Chamuras to see the compromise view and see the intricacies of this compromise view. Not so simple, this compromise view. Rabbah said, Simon Chafei, Os Chafei, and the Dibre Chamuras. Vatos is a Mordechai Kosov, Lobin and Shisha Shos, Salafil of the altar, Im Silko, Ashulchan, the Berach Amut, the Lopluk Abonon, Chomisud, the Suda Shori, Gos Oshi, Gos Mo Amini, Perik Test, Mos Asuris. Linin Amini, Kosov, Baharai. Who's the Marai, author of Chumas Sadesha? Bahagol Shari Dura. Who's the Shari Dura? Yitzchok Midura. Yitzchok Midura, I think they say, was a Talmud of the Marami Wittenberg, if I'm not mistaken. It goes back a long time. This is a 13th century Gadol. Whereas the Marai is a 15th century Gadol. So it took a couple hundred years to see what Hagos. Okay? There are other Hagos too. That's the most famous ones are his. Rabim Noagin Lahokil Lahamtin Shoachas Achasudas Basar. The awful gavlo matzina rambas the shears anywhere in Shas. Mikomakom. Miyim chabi them. How can I stop them? Hold our toasts, Rav Yo, Kosu, Lahat, Misuda, the Suda. Even what? Even with no weight. So they're being super from. They're waiting all out. How can I stop them? Omna matznuim. Moshlim yudeim at shisha shos adka. Vechen Kosu v'oruch. Oruch means the east of a het oruch. Okay? 6 hours. 6 hours. That's what we do. 6 hours. Fine? Kosav. The noagim la'ochol yachashah, that custom. Michof dal liyom. What do you mean? What's he trying to get at? What's he saying? Yeah?
Nachos manius.
Nachos adjusted. 1/24th of the day, which we know, you and I know, is 60 minutes. 1 hour. V'yachah shebirich birchas hamazon. Afilu below kinuach v'adocha ad kan. Whoa. Without kinuach v'adocha. That's a chiddush. But so it says over here, in the Divrei Chamudis, Yisav at the Aruch says, you don't need kinuach v'adocha. However, finally, the Pirsha ben Atam, the Liel, Marukla below Natila v'kinuach, Himten at Sudas Achwita, Usudas Achwita, in the first shach, and Sigasud of Yishona. So it's clear, Kunda ben Atam, that you don't need Natila. Afal Pisha Ramah, B'Torah Schatas, Kosa Bifnim, Kedivri Ha'oruch, that you, what? The what? You don't need kinuach and Natila. Mikomakom b'simonin sham, something called simonin Torah Schatas, kosav the kinuach ha-peh, boy! V'gam b'gosav kosav, means the ragon on Shulchan Aruch, you have over here in Simon Pei Tes, t'tzorech mi'as kinuach v'adocha, v'yadati minayin oze, the vayel is svar azush esomun ha-rabin atam, v'lochas gedolos, v'ravyo, lo bina v'lo klum. So why there are more required for those who wait an hour to have kinuach v'adocha? He has no teretz at this point. No teretz. Ramizal, the Levush, Hishmin had the boy, Kinuach Vadacha, Besifr al Yoredea. Ava Besifr al Yorachayim. Cause of the Nirolo Shavari Ratzalom, Agam Kishatur Kinuach Vadacha. Adachas Piv, Yofim. Vachaka Chosem and Otto Yorav Adka. Ubavare Nirili, the Ishtamitze, Beorachayim. Norachayim, he forgot. The Divrei Rabbo, the Ramo, should be Yoredeya. Shari Rabbo, Kachitzuk Lassas, Velama, because of Nero Lover, the Navshez of his own Kiddush. Aval Al Piemis, and he Tomea Gamal Shneem. The Behem, the Kosta of Oruch, the Ain Tzoruch. Vecheni Al Pislorazu, she smucha, and the Rabbinatam of the Mei, they said the Ferish. That you don't have to do Kinuach Adocha if you're waiting for Sudachwit. Then one has Sudachwit by them. Period. Old Kosta of Oruch. Then Yodea Shadayin Bosser Ben Shinov Tzorach Lasiro. You remove it with a floss or a toothpick. Kosta Rabbeinu Moshe Isus Ramo Torah Schatas. Tochi Naimelin Hamtona Shah Dino Kedirve Haran Deliel Gabi Hamtona Shishos Umotachak Bosser Ben Shinov. The Ain Tzorach Lahamten Old. You don't have to wait 6 miles from that point. But the Kinuach HaPeh Mias Boy. Fine. So far, so good. Oh, no shtick, guys, no shtick. What means shtick? He wants a milchix. So what's he gonna do? He's stuck. No problem. We'll bench. And you say, oh, Rabbi Sai and the bench. No, it's not time to bench. Rabbi Sai, we have to eat cheese to the bench. So he's benching specifically for the purpose of eating cheese. Not allowed. It's also beferish. But because the Rabbeinu Moshe was by Gosov, she'ein is zarmazeh atkan. We're not careful about it. Gam bezen nearly atam. Fisher Rabbeinu Tam udimei ein tzorach elas silik v'lamatzina lehub boy silik shlo adas lechol gvina davka. They don't require an hour, so therefore they don't care about what's in your mind. Yeshem dakli melosha na'aruch. Shekosav shenogu ha'olam lahamtin shah echos mi esrim v'arba liyom achar birchas hamazon. Oh, after benching. The ilu himtin shah achas kodem birchas hamazon lo nogu lechol. In other words, you need two things, but there's the seder is me'akev. You first have to what? Bench, and then wait an hour. Guys, it's only at the Shabbos table, you finish eating, and then you're schmoozing. Oh, an hour goes by, and then you bench. No good. Kosher Ben Moshe Israel's Lefi Atam Shekasav Taliel Shem Arav Israel. That's the Truma Session of Israel Israel Yeah. The samcha ben atam dimei ein chiluch ben himten shoach ha birchas hamazon o kone birchas hamazon v'chei nogubu v'vachi v'roch birchas hamazon. I don't care what the seder is. But still you should wait 6 hours if you're at tzunu. Ad kan, summation of the divrei chamuras. Any questions before we go further? Just going through basics. We got the lumdus and we'll go to later. Yes. Who said that?
I'm trying to figure out what you were saying.
You're making a very unbelievable chumah you just came up with.
No, I was.
I want to tell you that you were mechamet to a great gadol who's known as one of the biggest mekilim in the world. Correct. Aruch HaShulchan is known as a big maker. It's a bum rap. Like all gadol, he calls him like he sees it. He said an unbelievable thing. Sudachwiti. You have to measure from the time that you bench to the time that you wash. Even though, as often happens, everybody said, you ever eat, like in the summertime, you have your Shabbos meal and you have to look at the clock, then you can have milk shal shudas. When do you look? Benching? When do you look? When? You finish the chicken. I'm going to have cake, and fruit, and the retira, and zmiris, and all kinds of things. Could take an hour. Easy. Now the clock starts and you finish the meal. It says everybody in the world except for, of all people, Yoruch HaShulchan. Because he says, Misudu L'Sudu. So does that to your bench. And the words are like him, I gotta admit. We'll get to it. That we don't assume that, but...
Well, in any event, you're eating dessert and you're eating, like, you're washing out your mouth anyway, so...
Doesn't matter if you need 6 hours in bench. Anyway, this is a shiloh. Let's go a little bit further on both sides and open to the Ran. We're just going to see what the Rishonim that are in the Sefers before we go see other Rishonim. Let's see, Pasha, what's in our text. Turn to the Ran, Rabbi Osei, please. The Ran is fascinating. Ran Rabosai, page Kuf Ches in our print. I think it's Lamed Zion in the old print. So that's the word Oaf. Das Haram Bamzal. That's unique to the Ran. Instead of going to the Ram, it goes to the Ram Bam. The Zal goes with the Bam, not with the Ram. That's unique to the Ram. Das Haram Bamzal. We call the Ram. Parent test because of Chalas Asuris, Loch of Zion. Shlohitir Igra below Kinua Chape, Uvalonatila Sedaim, Elogvina Vachakach, Oaf! I will Oaf Vachakach Vina, Lo! The whole, disc, even though it says Oaf Gvina, what do you mean? It means Gvina Oaf? How do you know? Vachimuchach Uv the Rabbi Yitzchok, Bredi Rabbi Mishashia. Daistei gavina bereisha v'yochol v'asai b'zisa v'yochol kilo mashiyadei v'akshina le'aleva tana higwe chamua de Rabbi Abba ofa gavina echol bepekarm ofa gavina in v'asa gavina lo. Obviously ofa gavina is lav dafka. It means gavina v'of v'yimi so de igwa afilu l'meichol ofa reisha v'achaka gavina bepekarm shara my kush yolema l'udeina chanami to bosa gavina lo. Mi Rav Yitzchak Gavina Ochel Bereisho. Chegav Nafilu Lemechel Bosa Ba'adosh Basra Shari. Shema Mino. Lo Hitter Agwe Ela Gavina V'Hakach Of. U'mishem Hochi Dakin and Mino De Gavina V'Hakach Bosa Lo. V'Namu Darmino Nekamon Ochel Bosa Ola Gavina Gavina Kama Bosa Stama Mashma Filu Of. Rambam says the first day in Tosis. Fundamental. Abel Ram Banzal, the three different three. Kosa, the Igra Afilu Of Vachakach Gvina Shara. This he takes the Gemara. Literally, he refuses to say Lo Lav Dafka Lo Dok that Of Gvina means Gvina Of. No, Of Gvina by Pekar means Of Gvina in that order. Lishnochi Mashma, come Of Gvina, nu. This is, you put your thinking cap on, this is complicated. Just to get to the details here, just details, nothing long, but just details. Let's figure it together. Yeah, no. The Im, column 2 on page Kufches. The Im Isa, the Shari Lemechal Bistra Basagvina. If that would be true, if that would be true, Rabosai. Adarohit agra lashminan revusa de shor lemechel of v'chakak vina. Yeah. Tfei hava lashminan revusa dafila b'besar behema tiki sura d'oraisa mashkachas lapikoran kol di ochel gvina b'resha de shor lemechel b'sposa basra shava d'oraisa ume de lo tana ela b'of mashma. The also gvina the lesbi so the raisahu sheitiru b'apikaron b'chol inyan kolom rafilu of hakak gvina avol b'sar basar gvina b'shemen yelo afilu gvina hakak basar udar minan al kaman achol basar slechol gvina hanu b'sar behema the stam basar hachi mashma. Wow, amazing. Fine. The rest we sort of saw in Tosis about Chaya, etc. He says, "Pshat Rambam, Psar Chaya Doma LeBehema." A new word. Psar Chaya LeBehema. The Rambam says, even though it's the Rabbanon, Psar Chaya is Doma LeBehema. It looks similar. It looks similar. That's why this Chumrah is thrown. Any question about that? If they couldn't catch the whole Ramban's cheshbon, don't worry about it. We just went through it quickly. Should have said a chiddush in the Doraisa. Yeah, sorry.
Isn't Chai, the mean of
Chai
is much closer to the way that it acts. It gets stuck in your
right, right. Absolutely.
Just as much so.
Absolutely. Completely correct. You're correct. In any event, Rabosai, this is the Ramban's interpretation. Ramban quotes it. Now, Rabosai, what do you say? What was a slov? A bird! A bird! It's a mefurish like the Rambam. Black and white. A bird! Come on. Mefurish. Oh. Yes?
How's that mefurish like the Rambam?
We want to know when we machmir for meat, when we machmir only for red meat, even for fowl.
Isn't that talk about the order in which we eat them?
Yes, but since we're discussing it now, the context is of Habos, the Ben Shinayim, presumably it's all one thing. You're right. Let's get out. That's only with respect to this, not with respect to that. On a simple level, talking about bird, Pashupshah. It's interesting, Rabosai. The Gemara on Kufdalim and Beis sounds the Kula. On Kufes sounds the Chumra. How do you reconcile this? How do you reconcile this? So there's a great Sefer Rabosai called Tiferes Yaakov. For example, one of the classical Sforam on Chum. He makes the following Pshah in the Rambam. The Rambam agrees, Rabosai, that Ov Ugvina is Nechol Abapikor, and you know why? You can take a toothpick and get rid of whatever's between your teeth. Ram agrees. But the Gemara Kuf Hei Manaftis disagrees. The Gemara is worried about Bosa Shebein HaShinayim. What? They never have toothpicks. Rabbi said, never have toothpicks. Teretz is, they don't trust toothpicks. They're not perfect. That's the shame. That's the shame. Any questions so far? Yes, please.
According to Rashi, is there a difference on Kufdalim and Beis? He also quotes the what we attribute to the Rambam from meat getting stuck in between the teeth.
The Rashi Kufdalim and Beis says about the tam in your mouth.
Rashi on Kufdalim says that pasar is that it gets sucked.
No. Says nidbak b'chanichayim. That's different. That means that the fatty grease gets stuck by your gums and all over the place. Not stuck between the teeth. Rabbi says, "Is everyone with me so far? Are you following me? I wonder if you follow me pshat in the Gemara. Does everyone understand on a simple level? Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos so far? Yes, you sure? 100%? Baruch Hashem. I want to go back to the Gemara. Read the Gemara all over again. And now add new things. And we're now going push a pshat in the Gemara. Nothing fancy. No lumdus, not even psak. Just simple reading through the Gemara to see what the Gemara, the Rashi, and Tosfos say. Before you boil up in the Shulchan Aruch, just reading the words. Reading the words. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We have to read it 10 times. They have to just go chazan over and over again in your head. Let's read together. Tana Igra Chamud Rabbi Abba. Of Ugvina Nechon Bapikon. Hu Dalet Amala. Below Natil Sedayim. Below Kinua Chapeh. Okay? Chicken and cheese. It's a machlok. It's what order it is. Sometimes it's pshuta means chicken and then cheese. Some say what it means cheese and then chicken. You know, as we saw in Tosfos. Rav Yitzchak ben der Meshach she'iklah lebei Rav Ashi. Aisle gvina achol, aisle bistro achol, v'lo moshe yodei. Omilei v'hotan igra achol mod Rabbi Abba, ofu gvina achol b'apikoron, ofu gvina in bosu gvina lo. One day to also said, what it really means is, what? Gvina basalo. Although Tosfos was kasha, that's what's bothering Tosfos. Must be gvina basalo. One day in Tosfos. Hello, leila yamam. Good, you with me so far? Chazer again in Tosfos. Again, it's a keep chazering over and over again. Tema, hechi parach migvina acha basa basa acha gvina. Kind of crazy question is this? Igwe says of ugvina. Rav Yitzchak says, Gvina Rauf, Gvina Basar. What's going on over here? So the Gemara, the first Teretz in Tosfos is like this. Brice of Igra, Oh, Gvina Nachol HaPikoran, B'ni Netila V'Kidayim V'lo Kinuach HaPeh, Avol Shar Basar, Boy Netila V'Kinuach HaPeh. What's the case? If it's Basar Tchila, no! You need 6 hours. Must be Gvina Tchila. Tosfos bit the bullet. Oh, for Gvina means the Gvina's first. I, why did it say Basar Gvina? Lo da. Means Gvina's first. I said, why? Since it mentions in the Braisa, Oaf first. Here to what it says, meat first. Means the opposite. And why did the Braisa mention Oaf first? To teach you that when it comes to Oaf, even if it's Oaf is first, Nechal Apikar. Wow, a bit of a dochak, and the Ravena to Tam and the Bahag have a whole different shita. You don't really need 6 hours unless you can wash your mouth out, etc., etc. Yes.
Is the first day of Toso saying that the people who asked the Kasha and Rav Yitzchak didn't quite understand the first of Agra? I mean, he's saying that you're sort of applying the svar of why Ofu said first by Agra, applying to Rav Yitzchak, even though it didn't.
Well, let's put it this way. The Makshan thought, right, that must be Of Gvina must mean Gvina Of for reasons of his own. And Gvina Of, yes, and Gvina Of Basa, no. That's the Kasha. But Of Gvina, that's the way it takes out. That's how first day learns. So, I'd like to show you two different things. Just push it pshat. But first turn to the Maharam. Turn to the Maharam. Again, push it pshat. We're not going to anything fancy. The Maharam. Classical commentary. Maharam. I'm also looking sorry. The Maharam. It's a huge paragraph. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's Maram Anatosis, Oaf. Makshina Olam. Where have you been, Rabbi Osai? Not part of the Olam. Makshina Olam. The world, a Veltz Kasha. The world has a Kasha. Keep one hand in the Tosis, the Gemara, one hand in the Maram. Lefiz, the what? The what? Basu Gvina is low duck. Means Gvina Bas. Fizet de Minole la Maksha le Medic Medivri Agra. Dibishar Basa boy in the Tilavikinucha pair. Who said so? How did he know so? Vechidami. I Basa Tchila. Etc. No. Dilma Noma de Leola Bishar Basa Namino Huskin and Tilavikinucha pair. Shem de'ik bebasat chila v'hakach levina. Afilu benetila v'genuch apelo sagi atzura achvita. I have to wait 6 hours. He begvina v'hakach basar. Lo boi netila v'genuch. There's no such thing. The whole institution, the tila v'genuch, doesn't exist. V'hod etani agra of v'gvina nechol apikoren lashminan tebe'ov afilu of tchila v'hakach levina necholin below shum netila v'genuch. Who says that there ever exists such a concept? Really, the Sviluhu, the Akochach Nishma Bidivre Agra, the Bishar Basar Boy in the Tila Vikinuach. How do you know? The Ilo Huska Bishar Basar in the Tila Vikinuach. For the Os Lashmina and Ella, the Beof Afila of Tchila. Fakakmina, Mutter. Afagav the Bishar Basar Basar Batsuda Achviti. Im Kane. Have the misne stava bekotzer of ugvila necholin. Every word counts. For lomay apikoren lashminon klobina netila bekinuach apeh. The mehechi tesi amasaka daidach lemeimar. The boy netila bekinuach apeh. Kevin lohuskal miolam gabi shabosar. What's the hamamina? Alavadai Gabi Sharbosar Huska Natila Vadocha. Must be that's well known. Bechidomik on the Ochal Gvina Tchila. Vakak Bosar. Mkain Wadin Beof Vakak Gvina. Afka the Osam and Atsura Chwiti. Kibo Bishar Bosar. Mikomakom. Have a minute to boil the Cholapokos Natila Vakinuch Ape. Kibo Bigvina Kak Bosar. Kishar Bosar. Lakach Itzrich Lemistin the Ochal Gvina Cholapokoran. Lo boy, I feel in the tila v'kinuach apeh. Kenish v'shaber midiri igro, the b'shar basar boy, the tila v'kinuach apeh. V'kal ovin. I'm not going to spend more time with this. I just want to show you that the makshin oyim is a good kasha. And the answer is, an assumption in the brisa with igro itself, that there is this concept of the tila v'kinuach elsewhere. And that's why I had to tell you, of v'gvinin chalbap v'koren, that elsewhere requirement is not applied in this particular case. Again, I made it short. I'm not sure how the Gedolim and the Olim are all cocking about this. And once we're talking about Pshat, please turn to the Yalkut Mefarshim, which you all have. Look at the Meloh HaRoim. I just want to give you how Pshat is sometimes a little bit complex. I'm not going to spend all the time on it, but a little bit. Meloh HaRoim, here in our sugi. Please look inside. It's page Nun Zion, column 4. In my print. Okay. Let's read slow. Everyone with me so far? Oaf. Ibas at chila afilu benetila kinoch lo sag. Lo dami le mashak asavti le kamon. De bein tavshil le gvina. Boy hadocha. Vodin kinoach. We both. Im kein shlomar. De agra kamashmalon. De ze odif. Afilu mi tavshil le gvina. Vlo bina netila le kinoach. What's that over here? Let's make the following say, Rabbi Osei. Oaf is different than Bosa. You know why? You don't need Kinuach HaPeh. You don't need kinuach hapeh. Tefillas Yadayim, something totally different. Skipping halfway down in this piece. Im kein pshita, im ochel basa tchila, blogora, v'chi b'shvil shal birech, niskaneach hapeh min habasa. What's one thing have to do with another? Why this? It's a bit complicated in the pshat and the sugya. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But I see I made a mistake. I'm reading the wrong paragraph. My mistake. I see the previous paragraph of Laura, which is more Karo Lipshat. I'm sorry, my mistake. Shum. It's the third one of Kufdal is in column 3. I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. Ofugvina in Basugvina lo. Kosha. Watch this now. The Akorach also Rav Yitzchak Kinuach. Rav Yitzchak certainly did Kinuach between one and what? They first brought him Gvina, they brought him Basar. He did Masa not Kinuach. How do you know? Kemoshakosav Maharam Umaram Shif. He must have done Kinuach. Had to be. We'll see later what. The Imkain. Dilma, Basar Gvina. Okay? When it comes to Basar Gvina, what do you mean? So it's below. One second. Ain't no Nechel Bapikoran below Kinuach. You have to have Kinuach. Abel Hadocha ain't Srichin. You don't need Hadocha. What's this cash? The Gemara is the Kasha against Rav Yitzchak. Ofer Gvina in, Basar Gvina lo. What do you mean? Rav Yitzchak presumably did Kinuach. So Kinuach he did, Rabosai, even in the case of what? The case he was discussing was a case of Basar. So he did Kinuach. So maybe Rabosai, Basar is different than Oaf with respect to Kinuach. Oaf, Fugvina Nechol Apikoren, you don't need Kinuach. Basar is not Apikoren, you do need Kinuach. And Echinami, you don't need Netilaf either. So what's the big deal that he didn't do Kinuach by Basar? Who cares? Maybe the distinction between Oaf and Basar is respect to Kinuach. V'ein Lomar, this is Svarihi. The kinuach v'adocha shavin, they're identical. Im kain below agra tikshilei midasa kinuach shmamer desfilei desorah kinuach im kain huadin adocha. You're going to tell me it's a double or nothing, and he did kinuach. So the question is stam kasha. Why did he do adocha? Don't do it igra. Yes, lomar the ochal pas achar agvina. Absolutely, physically. He put bread in his mouth after the cheese before the meat. But ve'ein raya the sviolei the tzarach kinuach. No, dilmalach hilo grei the kamechave v'lo the kinuach. Maybe you stop. You want that piece of bread? Rabosai, who ate bread today? Well, you all had pizza. That's bread. Right? Did you do kinuach? Some people will have a meal. A Shabbos meal. And they had a lot of chont. Whoa, chont is, you know, mean. Chont. And it's a little uncomfortable. So you take some challah, and you put it in your mouth and swallow some challah. Get rid of some of that grease left in your mouth. Nothing to do with milchiks. You can't eat milchiks till tomorrow. But the fact that he ate the bread doesn't prove that's for halachic reasons. Could have eaten the bread for stamkach. So it was ambiguous. It wasn't clear. Again, not going into the Omek Adro, I want to show you that our Gedolim are very much on top of the situation of Rosai from the perspective of Pasha Psha. Now, we have another 20 minutes. It's time to open the Shulchan Aruch. Haven't opened it yet. Now it's time to open the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Pei Tes. The Siyata Nishmai. Simen Pei Tes. Simen Pei Tes. Says the Mechaber. Hochel Boser Afilu Shulchaya Va'ov Lo Yochel Gvina Achrov Ad Shiyisha Sheish Shos. Not kimo sheishos, sheishos. Vafilu im shok ashir, im yesh boser ben ashinayim, sarach lasiro. Vavalo es etinus olamtim. This is the tour. The chumas of both. We saw this in the Rechamudas. The Mechaba follows the tour, and follows the chumas of both, Rashi and the Rambam. Any questions so far? It's poshup shah. The Mechaba. Right. Ramo, v'imotza achakach bosa shemen ha-shinayim u-mesiro, sarach la-diach piv kona shiokho gvina. That's what that means soon. V'yesh omrin, t'ein shich lehmen sheish shos, rak miyad em silek u-birich b'rach ha-sambozen muter de-kinu ha-chadocha. Who she does this, Rabbi Osai? Rabbi Natam and the Bag of Tysus. V'aminig ha-poshim dinas elu, Lahamten achar achilas ha-bosar after meat shoachas. This is comes out of nowhere, the Zohar. V'achak ochach ha-kagvina. Miu tzrichim levorek gamkein birchas ha-mozun achar ha-bosar. Does havik esuda acheres. The mutal lechol adibri ha-mekilin. Abab lo birchas ha-mozun lo mahani amtos shoach. And the post can say now that not only will shoach not work, but 6 hours will also not work, as we shall see. V'yen chiluk in himtin asho kona birchas ha-mozun no achakak m'surat n'divri chavuris. Some not everyone agrees to that. V'yen motza bosa ben shinov achar hasho tzorich l'nakro u'l'asiro. As we saw before by 6 hours. V'yen shomrin te'ein levorech birchas ha-mozun amenas lechol gvina. Just a trick. I will aim this sorim b'zeh. As we saw in the Debrich Hamutz. Now the last line, Mamash, we're almost home free. The last line, Yesh Medaktigin LeHampton Sheishos Ashkenazim, Mechaber Yichvodim Sfarim, Acha Achilas Pesos Agvina V'Chein Nochon Lasos. It's proper to wait 6 hours. Proper to wait 6 hours. Shach Ches, Chosim Ashal, the Kein Roro Lasos L'Chomi. Sheyesh bo reach Torah. What a rank. You know, in 6 hours, you have no reach Torah. Whoa. 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 Now, Sfarim have to wait 6 hours, for sure. It's a Machaber, Maran, Beit Yosef, Ashkenazim, the wiggle room. Anybody know a single country in Europe where they still wait 1 hour like they're in Holland? For some reason, the Dutch. I'm still keeping only 1 hour. To my knowledge, nobody else keeps 1 hour, even though it's before Sharama. Everybody else keeps 6 hours, except for what? The German Jews. They keep what? 3 hours. Where do you get 3 hours? How in heaven's name do you come to this? Where? 3 hours? Where does it come from?
They eat their meals on time.
Yeah, very good. Yes, what do you say, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yeruchim is quoted as saying 3 hours. Most authorities assume it's a typo. Instead of shalosh shalosh, it should be sheshos. The lama is just stuck in there. But we have to see the Rabbi Yeruchim inside, and we'll see. Yeah.
I mean, isn't there a shita that says that it's based on a different? It says that it's based on the time between.
Oh, very good.
So the shortest time.
Very good. Excellent. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. In Pischei Tshuva Sivkotten Gimel Sheshos Iber Heta Shlomarit Nem Shos Marius Crazy Placey Priva Gona Chom Wasol Meshes Gimel Das Akasak Dola Ein As Marius Ein Shom. It's 60 minutes all year long. Chena Minute Chena Minute. That's the minute. It's not Marius. Take a look at Bosai in the Sefer Yad Ephraim, which is on everybody's on the start of the page. Yad Ephraim. Ein Berhete for the Marit. Ein Tosefes Meruba per Tosefes Meruba per se B'shem Pri Chodosh, Ein Gan HaMelech, Os Kuf Nadal, Daito, Shalolam Misham Lefi Azman, Ulaolam Tzorach Lahamten Reviya Hayom. Six is one. Six means really one. This is a very hard way. I would never phrase it this way. What do you mean one quarter of the yom? Half a yom. What means a quarter of the yom? A quarter of the yom means what?
Quarter of 24 hours.
That means 6 hours. Let's read the next line. Uvekayet shayom aruch yamtin harbe. Uvechor of yamtin mat. How do you read this? How do you read this? All the Mishavi has man, that's good. Kayat's good. What do you mean? Revia Hayom? What does that mean? Should have said Chatzi Hayom. I don't know how to read this guy. I guess can't read it. Says it's Uvemes lo Novokain. Tina Sheshoks. And Uchelek Reva Mimeis Liais. That I understand. 1/4 of 24 is 6. I learned that in grade school. 1 basis is 24 hours. 6. Bein bekayef bein bechorv. V'malkam sheish meichas choli, it's just about a prichorosh. Prichorosh is meikel. What's a prichorosh? What meikel? He's meikel. He only doesn't say 3 hours. He says 4 hours. Where'd 4 hours come from? Where'd 4 hours? Where'd 4 hours? What kind of 4 hours? Yes?
If he was eating meals, it was
4 hours. Oh. How many meals a day do you eat? So far, all I saw is everyone assumes you eat 2 meals a day. Sudas Boker, what's called Sudas Shachris, and Sudas Arvis. And when does a person eat Sudas Shachris? Pray tell. Give a look in the Be'er Agro, Sivkot and Beit. I'm sure everyone is in this category. I'm sure. Achi Yisha. The Sudas Shachris, Shal Tamut Chorom, yeah? Hu B'Shah Shishis. That's what we had today. Pizza. 12 o'clock, I'm going to eat pizza. That's the Shah Shishis. The Shosh ends at Chatzos. Chatzos is 12:53, Motzi Shabbos, right? Chatzos is not for sleepers. So we take a bench around 12:53 because we want to finish the Shosh. Everyone is with the Talmud Choch. What do you do when it's Eastern Standard Time? I don't know. But you should demand to have off. As soon as the Shosh Shishis. They don't eat breakfast, Rabbi Sadeh. They didn't have breakfast. This is an American invention. They had 2 meals a day. The first meal was in Shah Shishis, and the second meal was as soon as it got dark. Yeah?
I mean, it's before. One of my fathers, Bob Matan, said that in Frankfurt, every 3 hours they were washing.
Correct. So there were those who claim that the reason in Germany is they had 5 meals a day. Like clockwork. Yeah. Okay? Said they had 5 meals a day. With 3 hours between each meal, that would make sense. But we don't have. A bus, is there anyone in this room who eats 5 meals a day? Even our German Jew doesn't eat 5 meals.
Medical people say that you should eat more than 3 meals.
Yeah.
A day, you eat
if the medical people say you should eat more than 3 meals a day, what they mean is each meal should be 1/10. What you eat now?
But you should spread it. You should spread instead of eating all of the food at once. You should spread it out slowly so that your body
but
constantly
should, gets. So you shouldn't eat so much. That's the point. The medical people, as you well know, are very upset at the American people. Because the American people, unfortunately, are not keeping their weight. Unfortunately, if you look at the statistics. We are, I think, the most overweight nation, I think, or one of the most overweight nations in the whole world. And as a result, this terrible illness. Terrible. Terrible illness. Chas v'shalom to heart problems and diabetes and you name it. It's a very significant health risk. It's so risky now that the doctors are saying, in terms of American population at large, it may actually, because it's so pervasive, Chalila v'chaz at this point, kill more people than smoking. Smoking may be more dangerous, but fewer and fewer people are smoking now. I think smokers are down to less than a quarter of the population, is that correct? Anyone doing any statistics? Go on the internet. I think it's down to less than a quarter. Unfortunately, Sir Usher Weiss wrote in his weekly thing last week, at a time that the rest of the world is cutting down smoking, it pains me that in yeshivas they still smoke. This yeshiva, we don't smoke, Baruch Hashem. The rabbis don't smoke, the batamina don't smoke. Other yeshivas, I don't want to mention any names, the rabbis smoke, the batamina smoke. It's rachmona letzlan. It's mama shortens their lives. It's terrible. When they get caught in a habit, it's habit forming, it's terrible. It's a disaster. A disaster. I spoke to a pediatrician from Borough Park who begged the rabbis there, begged them, just make an Easter, we can't ask to smoke, just make an Easter gomer on smoking till age 18. That's all, just do that, no more. Because this doctor knows what the tobacco companies are. That the way that they hook the people, it's kind of before they're 18. They're hooked for life. So the doctor knows that too. Just make an Easter till 18. The rabbis refused to do that too. She's so upset. This is pediatrician. Famous, world famous pediatrician. Couldn't get him to sign on. It's dangerous. So too, Rabosai, we have to try our best to keep our weight in line. Everyone has their own Yetzirah, so I'm not here to, and then their own metabolism. It's not just my Yetzirah. People metabolize differently. We know, we all know that. I'm not here to criticize any individual, chas v'shalom. We have all kinds of issues. But ideally, a person should not be either overweight or even worse, what the doctors call obese. And there's a specific medical guard. I go for a checkup once a year for a doctor. And when you get over a certain age, I'm not sure what that age is, you just don't have to go the other day. Yep. If you ask me, go to a doctor once a year. You have to go. Chalila could be something hidden there, you know, and you don't pick it up. So I go once a year. As soon as you walk in, it's a big chart on the wall. You can't miss it. It's called, I think, BMI. Is that something? What's BMI stand for? Body, and they give you a color. How tall you are, male and female. How tall you are, what you weigh, and where you fit in. Baruch Hashem, I'm just normal. Then starts what they call overweight. Then once they have Chalila obese. And the statistics in America, it's scary. It's mamish scary. I believe that the majority of Americans are overweight or worse. An absolute majority. And it's causing so many health hazards. I talk about it in shul. I'm not a doctor, I talk about it in shul. First I used to talk about smoking until we got rid of that. And I'm talking about this problem. It's in the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that it's not, you should do tshuva not only for your Averis, but also what he calls there Deos Ros, which we call Midos Ros. All the deadly sins, it's Kas and it's Gaiva. And then he has three Redifas, the last three. Redifas are covered. Oh, we know that too well. And Redifas HaMamin. Oy. And the last one, Redifas HaMacholos. Rambam. Because tshuva. You have to do tshuva. If you're running after food too much, you have to do tshuva. And the Rambam writes over there, it's harder to do tshuva from these seven things, the seven deadly sins, which are what he calls das or midos ros, than from a real Avera. Because it's an Avera. So it's more theological. Of course the Yetzirah. But it's easy to reprogram yourself. But these redifas and these midas and deas are so built into a person, it's so difficult to change. Rambam knew, Dr. Rambam, he knew how hard it was to change. Gotta try. I'm sorry for being on a somewhat of a tangent, but if you're looking for a New Year's resolutions, it's almost Rosh Hashanah, this is one of them. Stop drinking if you're drinking. Hope you're not. Stop smoking, hope you're not. And watch your weight. I look at my most of you, Baruch Hashem, and look to me in fairly good shape. But it's not pushing. It's not pushing. I have a constant reminder every year Rosh Hashanah. I watch myself very carefully because I have Zoicha, so far, Halavai Vaita, Rosh Hashanah. I still wear my wedding suit. Put it away after we got married before Hashanah. Where's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Put it away, take it out Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, put it away. I only wear it 3 days a year. Still wearing it. Behind her. So, yeah. I give you a bracha. You should also be able to whatever. You should. It requires one. I'm not in tip-top shape, far from it, but you have to just, everything in measure. Everything in measure. I'm sorry for this whole digression, but it's important. Maybe it's even more important. So over here we have a Suda Samal Chacham, it's twice a day, the sixth hour, and after gets dark. So this comes a Dova Meravava, very, very important. Very, very critical. Critical. Okay? So the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel. Oh. We just saw this in the Ran. Kosav Aran. Well, did we or didn't we see this in Iran? How far did we get in Iran? Did we see all the Rans? Back to the Ran a second. I'm not hoping this saw this. We got distracted. Please look in the Ran. Where is it? Tells you where the Ran is. It's Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis. Okay? In the old print. And the Ramaskal Omar. Oh. And our print is Kuf Tes column 2 towards the bottom. Mukhom Nirin Advarim. Shemish Ochal Bosa Vishok Tsas. Vachakach Motza Bosa Ben Shinov. She'eno Tsarach Shia Kadei Suda Me Oso Zman. She'notal Abosa Misham. Elo Me Achila Rishacha Shvina Le Zman Shia. You gotta get rid of what's in your teeth. You have to wait 6 hours from then. Says with me, the Shach quotes it. This is Gon Gimel. Ran ein tzorach shia she shows me also zman she mesiro and me achila. Fine. Same thing with 1 hour. Fine. Kaz dog me revolver. I both say we're almost out of time. Let's just read this. Mikan mashma the hedger. The she shows hainu misov achilas habasar. Every word counts, Rabbi. Every word with me together, don't worry. It's a print of an Emishal Aruch. Maybe it's in your old Simba Farshi. Dogon Erevava Anat Shach. Misov Achilas Abosar Atchilas Seuda Sagvina. Those two words are somewhat perplexing. Why? What bothers you about these two words? I repeat.
Why shouldn't it be Achilas Sagvina?
Right, I would say Achilas Sagvina. Sharei Miduhut Shrach Lefarish. She'ein tzorach lahamta mishas hasara, mashma, amal misof achila, al kopona tzorach lahamta. What's bothering the Dogon Merav is there was some who said, you wait from 6 hours from one to the next means from the beginning of one meal to the beginning of the next meal. From beginning to beginning. So it's not true. It's from the end to the beginning. You see that from the Diak and the Ran. You not wait 6 hours from the time you pull the meat out from between your teeth. But you, average by implication, you need to wait 6 hours from the time the meat you put the meat between your teeth when you ate it. You stopped eating. V'chein muchach b'shoresh adin shebegemara ilana b'sudach v'ita achilna kotzav Rambam k'mo sheishos hine lo matzino me'ezel mokol lomad Rambam sheishos lecha mishna pirish adover as the grow demaruk for shama b'sudach v'ita tamut chochamav uzman tzudas shalom b'shor shishis. Mar says in Pesachim and Shabbos, v'him tenar ha'erev, ayin lecha mishnah. Very soon as Talmud Chacham had a bisha or shishis, Pesachim Yubeis, mashmali tascholah sasudi bisha shishis. Kotze beis yosef choshem mish betzimin hey. Okay. Ikas man suda hu bisha shishis mamish. Im kain zman suda hi bisha shishis, hu misof asuda ad ha'erev. Sheishos. So as soon as it's Arab, you eat your Arab degamil. It's 6 hours after you ended the morning meal. Because it's in the 6 hour. The 6 hour ends at Chatzos. So therefore, Rabbi also, you have to wait 6 hours from the end of the first meal to the beginning of the second meal. Now, it's so mixed. He mixed the expressions. That he wasn't sensitive to Dogam Ravon. He throws the word Suda, he throws the word Achila. All these words are thrown in together. In my opinion, the proper phrase is achila, which is a kantrip to take things out of your teeth. Achila. When you bench and when you wash are both irrelevant. Against Aruch HaShulchan. So I saw that the Bari HaShulchan has a very nice raya against the Aruch HaShulchan. Why? Because you have to have Birchas HaMazon. Correct? Everyone agrees? No Birchas HaMazon. It says in the Shach, that if you, I don't care if you waited 6 hours, if you didn't make Birchas HaMazon, It's no good. You have to have Birchas HaMazon no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. Have to have Birchas HaMazon. Fret the Biurim. What are you talking about? You have a maximum of 72 minutes? Some say it's dependent. You're full, not full, but not much, not all that much more. So the 72 minutes, you can't bench 8 hours later. Eloi, what must be the case? You kept nashing. Every hour, on the hour, bing, your melon goes off. Another piece of cookie, another piece of cake, another piece of salad. Eh? So you see Clara both sides. After 3 hours or four, okay, I'm going to bench now. Obvious, says the Bari HaShulchan, that you are counting the 6 hours from the time you stopped eating flesh. If you only stopped after you benched, right? And referring to cases where he was obviously eating every hour or so, still, if he didn't bench, it's no good. If he did bench, it is good. But the 6 hours is counting from earlier, not from later. The kids are there to look and see if the Bari HaShulchan is right. Bottom line is, we paskin 6 hours, the time you finish meat, which is time to start the milchiks. You can wash earlier, just don't have the milchiks until that time. You have it on the table?
No.
What did we discuss yesterday or the day before?
Oh,
if I'm fleshiks, can I have milchiks on the table? What did we say? We said yes, right?
Yeah.
Just but to tell everyone, don't touch that until you become milchiks when the 6 hour from the time you stop eating lapsed. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, Shia, quarter to 11. And we'll also, if you have any questions tomorrow, it's Al Deshi before Rosh Hashanah. Quarter to 11, we start with questions. Any questions on the Rosh Hashanah, 3 a.m.